the pandemic certainly highlighted the very big areas where the system is broken and has been broken for a long time. So healthcare is very dear to my heart. I'm one of the co-founders of the Coeur d'Alene Health Coalition, and we've been fighting to improve healthcare in this area for several years now, including working to save the Ross Memorial Hospital. First off, we have to take profit out of healthcare immediately. Long-term care, we will be looking to recover for-profit homes and bring them into the public sector. And that is really important because we've seen how two-thirds of the deaths happened in long-term care were happening in for-profit homes. We have to do better. And that is really, it's about overhauling the care system and ensuring that people can live at home longer if they don't want to go into a facility. And we'll have programs for that to improve PSW care, $5 an hour immediate wage increase for PSWs, and ensuring full-time employment rather than lots of temporary part-time positions. And building more small, modern, like family-like homes, so it's more like family rather than institutional, is going to be a big part of our response. And clearing the wait list. Currently, there's 39,000 people on the wait list looking for long-term care. We know that we can guarantee new and stronger protections. Immediate raise up in care for 4 hours per resident in direct care is really important. And we're going to scrap Bill 124, you know, the unfair wage cap bill, which disadvantages nonprofit long-term care homes and prevents them from retaining staff. When you have staff that aren't being paid appropriately and they're burnt out and they are considering leaving the sector altogether, we have to really respect our workers. So that is one way we will take care of that. But also ensuring that our healthcare and hospital services are maintained locally is very, very important. The Ross Memorial Hospital recently was subject to a change in legislation brought by Lori Scott, which fundamentally changes the objects of the hospital. It has now been put under fire. It is now under risk of amalgamation and service cuts, acute care cuts. And if elected, I will immediately look to repeal Private Member Bill 65 that was just passed the very last day of the legislature before the House rose. We know that we have to keep our hospitals safe and secure and in community hands and not at risk of privatization or service cuts. There's so much to do in healthcare. I don't have enough time to tell you everything we will do, but we will ensure that patient care for our loved ones is foremost in our mind and ensuring that profit is taken out of the system.